Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, the DDP. Today we conclude the first chapter of the book of Acts. We've actually read through it already, but I want to conclude the idea of the choosing of Matthias as the 12th disciple to replace Judas Iscariot. They cast lots in verse 26, and the lot falls on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles, making him the 12th. I added that last line, making him the 12th. That was not in the scripture. I want to talk about the prayer life, the prayer moment of the apostles, as well as the casting of lots, but I briefly talk about Matthias, a character that never appears again in the canon of the New Testament, and he did not appear before this. It's interesting that, according to Peter's speech, he was there from the baptism of John until the day that Jesus was taken up, which means he saw all the major events of the Gospels, but was not considered close enough to the inner sanctum, so to speak, to be listed as one of the 12 disciples. And I talked about why they may or may not have needed 12 yesterday on the podcast. Matthias's history, if it's the same Matthias that is recorded in the book of Acts, he would have been one of few of the 12 disciples to make it past AD 70. The other is probably the apostle John, but Matthias is believed to have died somewhere around 80 AD. Church history has him dying in different places, so we can't be for sure. Some pretty reliable early church history has him as a missionary to Ethiopia and dying there, but others have him dying of old age in Jerusalem after the fall of the temple. So we don't know. What we do know is that the apostles pray in verse 24, and they ask the Lord to choose, and then they cast lots. Now, I want you to catch this. This is vital. We don't see them casting lots again to choose these kind of matters, because in Acts 2, the very next verse, the Holy Spirit is going to fall on the disciples, and they go away from external symbols to determine the voice of God, and they go to internal voice of the Holy Spirit. And so an action that the early church takes in Acts 1 is not an action that the early church would have taken in Acts 2. This is one of our first milestones of development, is that they cast lots, literally a form of playing dice, drawing the short straw, whatever it might have looked like. And Matthias gets it, and they determine, well, that must be the Lord. I'm not saying it wasn't the Lord, but this is an external way that they view it, because they do not yet have the internalization of the Holy Spirit, which they're about to have when the Holy Spirit is poured out on the church in Acts 2. So I think it is regressive Christianity for us to begin to determine our actions based solely upon physical symbols, such as, Lord, if you want me to do this, make this happen. And then it happens, and we go, well, the Lord must want me to do it. Or it doesn't happen, and we don't move because it didn't happen. When you and I have the internal voice of the Holy Spirit who's speaking to peace, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is not externals. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So it is not Christianity to wait on an external circumstance to determine whether or not you are supposed to move, supposed to do, supposed to stop doing, but rather the moving of the Spirit. I love this moment because it is that milestone moment where we watch the church do something they won't do again. It won't be the last time we'll see them do something like this. This is the maturity of the believer, and the baptism with the Holy Spirit coming up in Acts 2 is going to change everything. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.